it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another program that has gotten off to a good start. Yeah, okay, so they've not played the schedule that a couple of the other programs have, but they will. They got a week off this week, and then I believe they got Bill Belichick in North Carolina, and then they get into it, you know, in a grand way in the Big 12. And we already saw what the Big 12 has to offer with Baylor coming up, big win over SMU. And, you know, certainly Texas Tech looks like a beast, and some of the other programs with Arizona State and such. But UCF, in the second regime of Coach Scott Frost is hitting the ground running a little bit. They'll find out where they are over the next month or so, but certainly getting off to a 2-0 start at home. Matt Michelle covers this team year-round for the Orlando Sentinel. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. And I think you'll agree the first two games really weren't the test. But over the next month or so, they'll find out exactly where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, the first two games were just kind of warm-ups and appetizers, so to speak. And I think once they get past this bye week and they face North Carolina, you know, in 2 weeks, I think that's where things start to get a little bit, you know, get a real true test of what UCF could possibly be. You know, then they get on the road for start Big 12 play at Kansas State. And you know, then it kind of goes from there. I think it's going to be a challenging schedule for them. And it'll be an opportunity to see how far this team can kind of grow in year one and the return of Scott Frost.
Yeah, and when you have lesser opponents, you get an opportunity to get some of the feet wet. You know, remember on offense, they only have like three or four guys that are returning, and or five or six in the two deep. But they've got a lot of new faces, obviously, with Cam Fancher at quarterback and, you know, a lot of linemen that are kind of new with each other. How's that worked out over the first couple of weeks? Did they find a little bit out about some of these younger guys or some of these transfers where they're kind of getting that chemistry together a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it has. You know, I mean, Cam, obviously, he started the season opener against Jacksonville State, but got hurt, you know, in the second quarter and was out.
Right.
That brought in another transfer in Taven Jackson, who came in, and he was able to lead them to the opening win against
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I guess the Gamecocks, you know, it was a closer game, I think, than most people thought it would be. But when you've got a 2-hour weather delay going on and things like that, I think it was the perfect way to start for Frost, in the sense of, you know, he wanted to see how this team would respond to being challenged. And that was a good way to kind of start things off with a little bit of a challenge. And then, you know, this past Saturday, you know, Jackson got his first start. He was able to compete. And, you know, you got an opportunity to really kind of see the potential of this offense. You know, Jaden Nixon comes as the transfer. He was able to start things off with a 96-yard kickoff return. You know, then he had two big runs, finished with about 252 yards of all-purpose yards in the game. You got to see some other guys step up and make some plays. You know, Wayden Charles coming in from the receiver spot. Dwayne Thomas Jr., another transfer, coming in the receiver spot. The offensive line has played really well at times for them. The defense, really, to me, has been the key catalyst for the first two games. I thought the defense has played really well. They were able to make some big plays, especially this past weekend. Interception, a couple sacks, a fumble recovery for a touchdown. This group has played really well. They're a group that's kind of got some returners mixed in with some transfers. So a lot of players have been able to get an opportunity to kind of start to showcase themselves. And we're starting to kind of see that, you know, blueprint of what Scott Frost had in mind when it came to building this roster and what he kind of feels like is going to move forward with them and help them have some success.
Yeah, and you make a great point, especially up front on the defense, you know, especially with Malachi Lawrence and John Walker from Osceola and Nigel Lee Kelly, who started his career down here with Miami, and Antoine Jackson. You have guys on the defense, Braden Marshall as well, that have had experience. And certainly if you have something special up front, especially your, you know, your front seven, I know that a lot of the linebackers are new, but the linebackers are talented, like Lewis Carter. Obviously, you know, he's one of those guys that comes in with a lot of experience. And, you know, same thing, you know, with Kelly Lawson as well. But when you take them and then you look at Antoine Jackson, who's another big-time kid, and then, you know, the Henderson brothers, people who've been there for a few years, because you got to remember, it's a different regime now. I mean, it's not easy when you switch over. I mean, it's been a while since Scott Frost has been here. Obviously, a lot of the people like yourself remember when he was here before and know his philosophies, but the talent level is not anywhere near where he wants it, especially when he heads in the Big 12 play. And as I illustrated before, you know, you take a look, Matt, at their schedule. It's just crazy because of the fact that the Big 12 has become a conference. And you mentioned Kansas State, Kansas. They know Cincinnati as well as anybody because they've been with them for a while. But you have Baylor, and you saw Baylor beat SMU over the weekend. And Texas Tech, who might be one of the best offenses in the country. And then BYU, who plays competitive. And then you have Houston, who you know, there's a schedule. I mean, this is the type of schedule that's going to kind of test this program, see where they are after year one. And as you mentioned, North Carolina, probably not the strongest team, but you know what? That's a great test for this program as well.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, again, if they could find a way to defeat North Carolina, you know, 2 weeks, they start off 3-0. I think that's a good way to start out going into the Big 12 schedule, the conference schedule. Listen, Kansas State's just coming off a weird loss to Army. They didn't look good so far to start out. So there's an opportunity possibly there on the road to get a win. Kansas, you know, struggled a little bit, lost to Missouri this weekend. Maybe there's a chance for you to get a win there as well. They come, you know, come back to Orlando. You got Cincinnati, as you mentioned. West Virginia's a little bit banged up, and they've got a bunch of newcomers. I think the first part of the schedule kind of really works for UCF. I think it gives them an opportunity maybe to try to sneak in and get a couple wins maybe that people were wondering if they were going to be able to do. And then, as you mentioned, you get in the back end of the schedule. The game at Baylor is going to be a tough one for sure. The game at Texas Tech is going to be a challenge. And then the season on the road at BYU, I mean, those are all going to be challenging games. But if you can kind of survive the first half of this conference schedule and even have some success in it, I think it just bodes well for UCF. It bodes well for Scott Frost because that gives you an opportunity to say, listen, you know, people didn't expect this team to do anything. I mean, they were picked to finish last in the Big 12 by the media. You know, a lot of people just looked at this program and thought, okay, well, you know, you brought in a retread, you know, and Frost again to try to revive this program. What's he going to be able to do? And if he can have success, I think it'll go a long way, especially with this schedule, to find a way to have some success and to build on to next year. Because I think everything about this year is all about building on to the future and building on to next year. And I think you could do a lot to really help that situation by having some success this year, especially if they can qualify for a bowl game.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree with you. Matt, let everybody know how they can follow you. Obviously, your website with the newspaper and also your social media accounts.
Yeah, you can go to OrlandoSentinel.com to check out the latest, or you can follow me on social media at OS Matt Michelle.
Good stuff. We'll have you back on when Big 12 play starts, and we'll take a look at the progress and see what's going on in Orlando. I can't thank you enough, Matt. We'll talk soon.
All right, talk soon. Take care.
Good stuff. Matt Michel from the Orlando Sentinel. UCF football. We'll check in on the Knights periodically. Know there's a lot of interest in our listening audience for that program.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.